everybody. This is Jason from the Rogue Banshee, and thank you for joining me today to talk about the pancake-style outside-the-waistband holster from my friends over at Falco. Now, unlike other pancake-style holsters that I have, this one is set up for a light. Now, I have my P365 here, and it's set up with my TRL 7 sub. And what you'll see here is it goes right in. Now, I really do like pancake-style holsters, and this one is no different. I really, really like this one. The fit and finish that Falco does on their holsters is amazing, especially since these are handmade. That's right, they're not machine-made, they're handmade. And what I see here on the stitching, everything on the stitching is fine. You can see where they finished the stitching. They tied it up nicely there. Right there for the snap, no problems at all. And the edges are nice and rounded and finished off. There's no unevenness between the two pieces of leather. I see that in some holsters where the joints, where the two pieces of leather from the front and back join are not even, and this one's perfect. I have no problems with anything that they've done with this holster. Now, I carried this holster for a while, and I will tell you, breaking it in was a little different than other holsters and had to do with the light. Now, where I was running into a problem was, is, you know, you leave the gun in there and it'll just naturally kind of form to it. But what was happening was, is this back section of the leather here, right behind the light, was staying the same. So what I had to do here was actually just kind of pull the gun out a little bit and let it sit and holster that way, pull it out a little more, and just keep doing that until finally I got this thing to do a really nice smooth draw. And on top of that is I just sat here and just did this with the holster for a while, and eventually it wore in. And I'm gonna throw a picture up for you. What I did see as I was doing that was you'd see a little bit of the leather coming off on the light here as it's wearing that path in. It was not that big of a deal. It's going to wear in anyway, but it was just one of those things that I noticed. Now, this is a really comfortable holster to wear. I really like wearing leather holsters. As great as this holster is, I can only come up with one thing that I'd like to see different about this holster. What you'll see here is that the leather will bow out on the front and the back because both pieces of leather are essentially the same thing. What I would like to see is actually the back leather be straight all the way across and have more of a hump on the front. And the reason why I'd like to see that is that when you put the holster on and as this thing conforms to your body, this little hump in the back presses up against your body a little bit. It's not uncomfortable, but what happens is it tightens up the draw of the holster a little bit, depending on how tight you're wearing your belt. I personally didn't have too much of a problem. When I first started seasoning the holster, I did, but after this holster really conformed to the gun, those problems basically went away. They're still there a little bit. There is a little more of a draw that's a little tighter, but not too bad. And as I'm working with the holster, it's just loosening up. And that's the nice thing about leather. Since it's not that hard plastic of Kydex, it will eventually conform to everything that you're doing. So what do you think about pancake holsters in general? And how about this pancake holster from my friends over at Falco? Let's hear you in the comments down below. Thanks for watching. Hope you're staying safe out there, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.